The Best of the Rest 2013 continues now on the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, we're continuing the Best of the Rest countdown from 2013 in preparation for our Top 20 of 2013 show next week. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and it's been a pretty interesting countdown thus far, bringing you from 200 and all the way up to 21, and some great albums sitting on the charts, some great albums not making it quite into the top 20, and as I said in the first hour of the program, I was actually kind of surprised that some of the albums that we're playing and some of them that I saw on the list didn't actually make it into the top 20, considering how much play they got throughout the year while we were doing the show. That's the way it is. That's the way... Oh, I've always wanted to use this one. That's the way the cookie crumbles. So, that's a goodie. I keep that one in the back pocket only for special occasions. We, of course, get the charts from the website that we get them from every week, and that is earshot-online.com. And Brian will tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is published every single week at earshot-online.com. And you can find the entire national top 50 and other published charts, which include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus community radio stations every single week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and of course, monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns, which we're into right now. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more, including a year-end review right on the homepage right now.
If you haven't checked it out, now's a good time to start. New Year's resolution, go on over to earshot-online.com. You can also find us online, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, at earshot20, our handle on Twitter, and you can also connect with us through email. It is earshot20@gmail.com. All right, let's keep it rolling, and we're going to now put you in above 90. We're starting off the set here. And interesting fact about one of the bands that's coming up, PEI-based 2 Hours Traffic, which we will be playing in this set, no longer exists. They have retired from music as a group. I don't think all of them are going to stop doing music, but I think it was just it was time for them to hang their hats and work on other projects and move on to other things.
Yeah, and we'll hear from them shortly. But starting us off at number 89 is City and Color from his latest record, The Hurry and the Harm. You're going to hear The Lonely Life. We're going to skip up to number 86. And as Anthony mentioned, 2 Hours Traffic, Foolish Blood, their last record. And you're going to hear a track called Magic. Then we're going to move past Monomyth at 85 and Deer Hunter at 82 to get into number 79, which is Met's self-titled debut, which came out on Sub Pop Records towards the end of 2012, which I believe was October-ish, November-ish. And you're going to hear a track from that record called Headache.
Stick around for more of the Best of the Rest from 2013. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 89.
listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 86. This is the best of the rest on the Earshot 20. Number 79.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track called Headache by Metz from their self-titled debut at number 79. At number 86 was 2 Hours Traffic from Foolish Blood, a record track from that record called Magic, and The Lonely Life by City and Color at number 89 from The Hurry and the Harm.
And it continues as we bring you from 200 to 21 in preparation for our top 20 of 2013 next week. And Brian, is there anybody that fell below the top 20 that you're surprised about?
Yeah, there's a couple of them that fall in just below the top 20 at number 21 and 22. That would be the Sadies and Hooded Fang. And also We Are Wolves at number 24. Those are records that we've seen like we were playing a lot of on the show, but I guess I'm not really, they're pretty close to the top 20. So not all that surprising. And certainly I was looking through the top 20 just recently, and there's nothing in there that I'm surprised would be in the top 20. So the reverse to your question, or I guess I'm answering the reverse to your question also, which is that, yeah, those ones aren't in the top 20, but certainly the ones that are in the top 20, it makes sense. It's never too much of a surprise, considering it's always those records that we've been playing for several weeks in a row, or that were in the very top for several weeks in a row. Certainly that would be the case with any of the, you know, top 5, top 10. They're all ones that were at number 1 for successive weeks. So
I was surprised earlier in the program, the first hour we played Pup. I was surprised that they, because I felt like they stayed, and maybe my concept of time is just bad, but it felt like they stayed in the top 20 for a while. But
I think it's just because it's so recent that we're just thinking, oh, that was such a strong release, but it might have only been the last few weeks, and so we're forgetting. Sometimes you forget about records that you played a lot of in the very beginning of the year. One that surprised me that's in the top 20, the only one I would say surprised me a little bit, was Crystal Castles, because I don't really remember playing that, but it was probably a year ago over the first few months, and it was...
And just at the very beginning of January, strong. Probably, yeah. No, that's good. So all kinds of great stuff that you can check out, earshot-online.com. That's where the lists are compiled, and you know that every week we count down the top 20 from the top 50 of that website, and we thank them for all their hard work over there at Earshot for putting that together and keeping the website up to date, and the NCRA as well for their support. All right, we're going to move on and keep the countdown coming of the best of the rest of 2013.
And yeah, I mean, the other thing just to talk about quickly is lots of things that you can already predict will probably be charting in 2014. There's a new record from the Pack AD coming out shortly. A new record from the Hidden Cameras is supposed to be coming out soon. Caribou also has a new record coming out. So I'm sure there's lots of
all things of these out sound there. Familiar to me. So
yeah, there are lots of things that we should be receiving soon. So it should be another very exciting year of music. Always pretty exciting years of music in Canadian in the community radio spectrum, but I think that it's always exciting to hear about the things that might be coming up, so can't wait to play those records. Interesting to note around this area is that there are two records from Arts and Crafts that they put out in 2013 around the anniversary of their record label. So at number 81 was the Arts and Crafts 2003-2013 retrospective, double CD release that they put out. And then just above that, at number 69, was Arts and Crafts X, which was a pretty cool collaborative record that they paired up a lot of the artists on their label. So both of those probably would have been a lot higher, but they maybe you could say they took away from each other a little bit. And if they only had one record, it'd be a lot higher. We're not going to hear from either of those, but those are definitely both records that we played quite a few times over the course of the year. At number 75 is Island Ski Mask. We're going to skip past that. We're going to go all the way up to number 66, which was the self-titled debut record by the Courtneys, which is one that I actually don't think I heard at all. It happened to fall in that period of time where I missed the show for 3 or 4 weeks, and then we recorded a show, and I don't know that I've heard the Courtneys. That's one that I was surprised was high, but again, I don't think I was here when
I think you were away. You got married and then you went on honeymoon. We lost you for a while.
I didn't hear that one. We're going to hear a track from that coming up next called 90210. We're going to skip past bands like Zeus at number 64, The Danks at number 63, Fur Trade at number 61. At 60 is The Burning Hell. At number 59 is This Hisses to number 58. Another record that came out towards the year end of 2012, which is Diamond Rings Free Dimensional. And we're going to hear a track called Put Me On.
Stick around. There's more on the way. Best of the Rest for 2013. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 66. Number 58.
Thank you. side, driving together in your father's ride. Come on, put me on, put me on. Come on, put me on, put me on. Come on, put me on, put me on. Come on, put me on. Roll down the window and let down your hair. Turn up the music in the cool night air. The engine's revving to the heartbeat blast, and all I wanna do is make it last. Come on, put me on, put me on. Come on, put me on, put me on. Come on, put me on, put me on. Come on, put me on. Hold me in your arms until I'm blacker than blue.
Shot 20.
At number 58, that was Diamond Rings from Free Dimensional, a track called Put Me On. And before that was The Courtneys, 90210, at number 66 from their self-titled 2013 release.
I have fun facts about both of those artists. I got to talk to Diamond Rings, and it was awesome at the beginning of the year last year. And I'm pretty sure my name came from that television show, to which I doubt the song is written about, but maybe it is. 90210, I think that's how my mother named me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that show.
I don't either, but I've been told that that is where incarnations my name of it originated
is
from.
Well, who's the character?
Maybe Anthony? I don't know.
I guess we need to do some research.
I'm going to have to Wikipedia that now. I didn't know we were going to play that song, or I would have had that information on my fingertips. But yeah, we're counting down the top 200. No, we're not doing the whole 200. We are counting down the best of the rest.
Sort of.
We're grabbing some artists and albums from that list, the top 200 from earshot-online.com, counting all the way up to 21 to prep ourselves and you for the top 20 of 2013, which will come out next week from us here at the Earshot 20. And big thanks to earshot-online.com and all the team over there for putting this work together, and all the stations that submitted. I think there were 40 stations who over the years submitted charts and helped compile this list. So we thank them for that. We're going to continue the countdown. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And of course, I think it's only fitting that we'll end on 21 as well, so that you get the little teaser of
absolutely
what was almost there. What was just a little seesaw was going back and forth.
And yeah, and as Anthony mentioned, lots of stations submitting and doing hard work that makes Earshot exist. And some of those stations airing the show, and some of those stations, Earshot is just getting bigger and bigger every single week. It seems like there are more stations submitting charts, and some of those 40 stations submitting are pretty new, and that includes people like The Scope. And I know some other stations that are airing the program that might be starting to submit their own charts. So great, great to see more and more development at earshot-online.com. We're going to move from the number 58, which we just finished at, to number 55, which is the most recent self-titled record from Elephant Stone. We're going to hear a track from that record called Heavy Moon. We're going to skip past a few here that we heard quite regularly on the program. Number 52, Wood Pigeon, Thumbtacks and Glue. Number 51, Tim Hecker, Virgins. Number 50, Yamantaka, Sonic Titan and Uzu. Number 47, a record I definitely thought this one might be a bit higher, which was Boats, A Fairway Full of Miners. And Dan Romano, number 44, Come Cry With Me. To number 42, we'll hear from Ra Ra, another record that came out very late in 2012, was The Poet's Dead, and we're going to hear a track called Saint.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 55.
To take a share of what it's given.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20, number 42.
Earshot 20.
That was Rah Rah and a track called Saint from The Poets Dead at number 42. And at number 55 of the year was Elephant Stone from the album of the same name, a track called Heavy Moon.
We're getting so close. It's the countdown to the best of the rest, 2013. We're taking you from number 200 to number 21 and getting really close to that 21 spot as we continue the countdown. And another great artist coming up from... I know you said it's Hamilton, isn't it?
Yes.
I can remember that because I remember you gave such a distinct and eloquent description of Hamilton's sweetheart is what you called this guy.
Yeah. And he is at number 35 this year. And before that, as we move from 42 up into that spot, we're going to skip past number 40, which is the Minotaurs and their new album, New Believers. At number 38 is the Pack AD and their Some Songs EP, which included some older tracks from them, but also a new track, which is coming up on their new record, which is to be released very, very soon. And that one will most certainly be charting on our program. I can only imagine because their previous record was the first album to ever, if I'm not mistaken, the first album to ever debut at number one on Earshot. And now there's been one or two since then, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was the first. So that'll be another one. A really great duo that gets a lot of support within the campus and community radio station field. At number 37, Lee Harvey Osmond and the Folk Sinner. At number 36 is Diana and Perpetual Surrender. And as we were just mentioning, at number 35 is B.A. Johnston. Mission Accomplished is his latest. We're going to hear a track called Straight Outta Cobden. And then we're going to keep moving along. At number 32, Dinosaur Bones, Shaky Dream. At number 31 was Jay Arner's self-titled debut on Mint Records. At number 29, Golden Youth, another great band that Anthony had the opportunity to speak to, Beyond Wilderness. At number 27, we're going to hear from Shad and his newest album, Flying Colors. And we're going to keep on moving along past No Joy at 25. We Are Wolves, number 24. Number 23, Baja Boulay. At number 22, Hooded Fang. And at number 21, just eking out of the top 20.
Under the cusp.
Was the Sadies and their most excellent newest record, Internal Sounds, to end off the program. And when we return, we'll let you know the cuts that you heard from those records.
I will say this. I'm actually surprised B.A. Johnston didn't make it into the top 20, only because I can distinctly recall him being on the charts for a while. I can distinctly remember this, being on the charts for quite some time. But not high on the... I also always find that it's those records that charted high, like 10 and above, that for consecutive weeks, those are the ones that we normally see in the top 20.
I'm not quite sure what the formulas are, so I don't exactly know how. I know that how we do ours, and that certainly at our station, and then the albums, when we compile our list at the end of the year, and the albums that chart higher are awarded more points, more clout when you put that list together at the end of the year. And so certainly BA, I think, is his record was one of those, like you said, that it charted in the top 20. And so we played it on our program for many weeks in a row, but I don't think it ever got above 10 for more than one or two weeks in a row. Yeah. And so I don't know quite how the point allotment works in here, but certainly it was never number one. Mm. So that, you know, take that as you will, because
and then make up your own formula.
We don't necessarily know what the formulas are, and I have a sense of how the week to week things go. I have a good idea, but we're not directly involved in making the list, so I'm not 100% sure.
We just make this magic happen. We just play it.
We just bring you the tunes.
Well, here he is, B.A. Johnston. It will help cap off our countdown of the top two, from the top 200 to 21, and we'll be back in a few minutes to let you know what you heard from the other artists. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 35.
Who'd have thought this Ford Crown Victoria would run out of gas on this northern stretch of road? Who would have thought that a town would let you pitch a tent in a park for just $4 a tent load? I can't believe we didn't see the gas light all lit up. I wonder, is it because we were all so lit up? And we woke up singing Straight Outta Cobden, Straight Outta Cobden, 'cause we were listening to too much N.W.A. When you run out of gas, so in Cobden, oh in Cobden, worst places you could end up in the Ottawa Valley. Patterson's outside the tent cursing us on his knees. He's saying you assholes can't cook good BTs. So we say come back in the tent, we'll cook you another one, buddy. Next thing you know, he's outside the tent cursing us down on his knees. And we wake up singing Straight Outta Cobden, Straight Outta Cobden, 'cause we were listening to too much N.W.A. When you run out of gas, oh in Cobden, oh in Cobden, worst places you could end up in the Ottawa Valley. Reading breakfast in a religious themed breakfast restaurant. It's shaped like Noah's Ark and it's called the Genesis. And as I scarf down my bacon and eggs, I wonder to myself, does life get any better than this? we wake up singing. Straight out of Compton, straight out of Compton, cause we were listening to too much NWA. When you run out of gas, oh in Compton, worst places you could end up in the Ottawa Valley. You could end up in Arnprior. You could end up in Renfrew. You could end up in Chalk River too.
This is the best of the rest on the Earshot 20. Number 27.
You, but I chose to write to God instead. Met on the page and broke bread. Sometimes my heart is led in memories I thought I'd let forget. Overestimated power of regret, I guess. I planted seeds and watered in the darkness. I let a tree blossom in the bottom recesses. And yet, I often wonder how I got into this mess. Instead of one love, it's two loves, conflict. Interested parties catch eyes, cats lie fast. Pick your poison, like a blood anointing over sins past. It can happen when yesterday collides with the present. Like, scratch that, I'm not past that. I'm confessing I could pass that class. I'd rather not if you're the lesson. I would take that punishment risk, losing my blessing, going crazy over something, maybe not being the essence. What it seems to me, it seems to me polyamory beckons. And I get it, I get why you could love her and me. Love never claimed exclusivity, it is free. In need of clarity, I wrote this for God to see. But he knew I was gonna do what I did before me, and I don't regret a thing. Perfect symmetry, felt like the way the king intended us to be. So there's no apologies, no rewinding. I would do it all again to show him what love means.
Love means
some things were too in to figure love out. I'm just trying to be fine with not knowing at all. This puzzle with pieces of and loves like a glimpse of that right place we fit in. Some things were too in to figure love out. I'm just trying to be fine with not knowing at all. This puzzle with pieces of and loves like a glimpse of that right place we fit in.
Like to write when it's late and I'm sleep deprived. That's when I'm more inclined to joke and to speak my mind. As far as what love means, well I can read a line from the dictionary, but I think I need to redefine. I need to live it to know it. That means I gotta give it and let it be. Giving back to grow it, I gotta sow it to get it. Like really get it, I gotta show it, not just talk about it like a lot of poets, aka moi. You see my day job's talking this romantic philosophic je ne sais quoi. And as a lyricist, in my experience, love's kinda bug, cause my fears and embarrassments, this music's who I always had to share it with. It's like a man that's in love with his therapist, and the affair is a lie, but I'm scared, cause to truly care and be cared for bears a risk. I wake up and I ask God for help, then go online. If my last song was spelled, I forget about the pain, I'm gassed on myself, and the goblins in the closet go back on the shelf, trying to figure what love means.
Too in to figure out. I'm just trying to be fine with not knowing at all. This puzzle with pieces of and loves like a glimpse of that right place we fit in. Some things were too in to figure out. I'm just trying to be fine with not knowing at all. This puzzle with pieces of and loves like a glimpse of that right place we fit in.
Understanding being fully understood. Keeping no record of wrong. True freedom.
Pray for your enemies.
A safe space to make mistakes.
Love means, check it out. Yeah, love always has hope for another day. Love is grace, love is patient. Even when it doesn't want to stay, it doesn't run away like underlay. Perseveres and suffers pain. It doesn't suffocate, though it holds tight. And it doesn't change, though some would say that love is vain. And it's just a game for the young ones on Lover's Lane. Or just the chemistry of the brain. Just science, you know, something sane. But you know that love is strange and wild and heartbreaking and unexplained. Love is dangerous as a dark street, tuck your chain. Our world's going up in flames. Still love isn't violent, that said, it's nothing safe.
cause it means standing up to hate. So love is costly, but love can save. And I'm of the faith, but love your neighbor isn't a Christian or Muslim phrase. No one owns it, as some brothers claim, from the pulpit or from the stage. And in the coming age, I hope we'll see it as gay, straight, and colorless. Sometimes we all feel motherless above the grave, but it's in death and new life when love is made. It's when you're unashamed and finally unafraid. When you confront the pain, face death, and you see in the end only love remains.
Number 21.
And slaughter the flock.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was number 21 to round out the rest of the top 200. Some of our selections of some of our favorites that came in below the top 20 of 2013. That was a track called The First 5 Minutes by the Sadies off of their record Internal Sounds. At number 27 was Shad from Flying Colors, a track called Love Means. And starting off that set was B.A. Johnston from the album Mission Accomplished. At number 35, a track called Straight Outta Compton.
There you have it, the best of the rest from 200 to 21, prepping you and prepping ourselves for the top 20 of 2013, which will air next week, so look forward to that. And again, we've mentioned it throughout the program, but I think it bears mentioning again that a big thanks to the Earshot team for putting together these lists each week, getting everything compiled, and putting all this information out for us to do this radio program and bring it to you. And if you're just tuning in, well, this is the Earshot 20, and it's recorded and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. And then we air from 4 to 6 p.m. on Fridays and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners. And we'd like to give a shout out to a few of them right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Really big thanks to all the different stations that have been airing the program. And the show has really been growing over the last year. And we really appreciate all the support that everyone's been giving us. You might be listening to us on some of these fine stations, including Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, CKTZ in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio out of Sydney, Nova Scotia, The Scope in Ryerson, East Coast KitchenParty.net, Radio Laurier, and Small Town Radio in Ontario's West Northumberland County.
There may be a couple other ways you're listening to the program, too. You might be getting it from Radio4All.net, great way, free download, and that's Radio Number 4All.net. And you can also podcast this show through iTunes. All right. Next week, it's the top 20 of 2013. If you want a sneak peek, head on over to earshot-online.com. And if you want to let us know your thoughts, you can get us on Twitter at earshot20. Facebook is facebook.com/earshot20. Until then, stick around for more great radio programming on this station next. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.